是新約聖經箱行本的第十二頁，馬太福音第九章，我們將會讀由35至到38節。新約馬太福音第九章箱行本的第十二頁，我們將會讀35至到38節，請大家聽我念出。耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。他看见许多的人，就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。于是对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。请伍牧师为我们介绍今日的讲员。
我们教会四位牧师，我们希望每一年都有几次的机会到三堂不同的语言，能够分享信息之外，可以跟每一堂的弟兄姊妹有交通的机会。很高兴自从去年十月开始，魏思翰牧师来到美德教会侍奉，主要是英文堂，但同時在其他的譬如國語堂、粵語堂都有好的機會，大家一起合作和侍奉。魏牧師是一位相當好的同工，我們每個星期有教牧開會的時候，大家可以彼此的支持、彼此的交通。今天魏牧師和我們分享的信息，就是在周報裡面記載的神的憐憫。 We're so glad to have Pastor Jeff Richman, a very good co-worker and staff,working together in church to share what God's word today. Jeff.
Thank you, Pastor Eng, for inviting me.
多謝牧師邀請我。
And after getting to know the cornerstone family of CCCS, it's good to be here to know the Cantonese congregation family as well.
當我認識了美德的英文堂之後，是很高興能夠認識美德的粵語堂。
I recognize probably, I'm guessing 70% of your faces, and the others, it's good to see some new faces that I haven't.
我大概認得你們當中 70% 的人的樣子，很高興能夠今天認識多些新的面孔。
Well, I'd like us to start by looking at this photograph I have for us.
開始講到之先，我想大家睇一幅嘅圖片。
This is a United States soldier holding an Iraqi little girl.
呢個係一個美國嘅軍人，係抱住一個伊拉克嘅細路仔。
Look at the soldier's expression. It's kind of hard to see.
你哋可以睇一睇呢個軍人嘅面嘅表情，可能係比較難睇啲咁多。
It makes me wonder if he's thinking about his children at home as he holds this little girl.
我喺度諗緊佢會唔會喺腦海裏邊係諗緊佢自己屋企裏邊嘅細路哥咧
？I don't know the context of this picture.
我唔知道呢個嘅背景。
Are their child's parents dead?
呢個細路哥嘅父母係咪已經過身咧
？Is this here on her sleeve blood?
在他衫袖上面那些是不是血跡呢
？If so, whose blood?
如果是的話，又是誰的血跡呢
？And what happened to this child?
這個小孩子究竟發生了什麼事呢
？What kind of trauma has she experienced?
她經過了什麼大打擊呢
？And what happened to this child after this photograph?
在拍了這幅相之後，又有什麼事發生在這個小孩子身上呢
？What did this soldier do with this little girl?
這個士兵和這個小哥究竟做了什麼事呢
？I came across this photograph as I did a Google image search on the word compassion.
我在電腦裡面用憐憫這兩個字找，它就出了這一幅的相。
I was interested, how do you translate Google image search?
I said computer.
Oh, okay. Because I didn't hear Google. Okay. Well, is this an image of compassion?
這個是不是憐憫的圖畫呢？
Maybe.
或者是
Our text in Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 through 38, presents also an image of compassion, but of our Lord Jesus.
我们今天的经文在马太福音第九章由35至38节，我们亦看见一幅怜悯的图画，但是这幅怜悯的图画是我们主耶稣的怜悯。
This text describes the ministry of Jesus in the area of Galilee.
这段的经文是讲到主耶稣基督在加利利附近的情形。
Let me read the verse 35 again for us.
我们一起读第35节。
Jesus went through all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the good news of the kingdom and healing every disease and sickness.
耶稣走遍各城各乡，在会堂里教训人，宣讲天国的福音，又医治各样的病症。
Go ahead and throw up the map of Galilee.
我们看一看这个地图，看一下加利利。
This is kind of shows the area where Jesus traveled. You can see the Sea of Galilee.
这里呢就可以看到主耶稣基督的行程，你们可以看到加利利的海。
The arrows show roughly where Jesus went.
你睇见嗰啲箭嘴，你就可以睇得出大概耶稣嘅去向。
Now remember, Jesus didn't have a car. He didn't have a horse.
大家要记得，主耶稣佢冇车，亦冇马。
So he intentionally walked to all the villages and towns of Galilee.
佢系要特登嘅行到去加利利每一个嘅村落。
That's a lot of walking.
系好多嘅路程要行。
The lake here is about 7 miles wide.
这个湖大概有7里的宽度
，and about 12 miles long，
有12里的长。
So that gives us a scale of if he walked around this area of just about how much he walked。
咁样你大概可以谂到，如果围住呢个湖行，系要行几多嘅路程
？So why did Jesus want to walk to all the little villages and towns of this area？
点解主耶稣要去行去每一个细嘅城市里嘅乡村里边咧
？Why couldn't he just go to a larger town like Capernaum and preach the gospel there.
为什么他不去一个特别大一点的城市，就只是在那个城市里面去宣讲呢？
And then let the word of mouth spread to the villages.
然后从那个城市里面藉着第二些人的口一路去传讲到一些小的乡村。
And then people could come to him, and he wouldn't have to walk all over the place.
那些人就可以来见他，他就不用一路走去找那些人。
Well, the reason is, we know from the passage here, that Jesus had compassion for the people. He wanted to go where they lived.
我们在经文里面看见耶稣对他们有怜悯，因为他要去到那些人的中间，去到他们居住的地方。
He wanted to bring the good news to them where they lived and demonstrate the good news as well, say it to them.
他要将这个好的福音带到他们的中间，还有是要表现给他们看的。
In verse 36, it also goes on to describe the deep feelings of our Lord Jesus.
在第36節我们看到他就更加是形容到主耶稣基督更深的感受。
Matthew chapter 9 verse 36, I'm going to read that.
马太福音第九章第36節。
When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd.
他看见许多的人就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，如同羊没有牧人一般。
Jesus saw that the people were like sheep,bothered by wolves, laying down, unable to help themselves.
主耶稣看见那些人就好像羊群一样，他们被狼侵袭，他们躺在地下，不能够帮助他们自己。
They didn't have a shepherd to guide them.
他们没有一个牧人能够带领他们。
Or protect them.
或者保护他们。
They didn't have someone like Sarah Palin hiring those helicopters so they can shoot the wolves from the air. Have you heard about that?
他没有那个好像落选了那个女的副总统，他可以去请一个直升机从空中上面去追赶那些狼群。
So they had to fight the wolves themselves, it seemed.
他们要自己去打那些羊群，
the people,
那些狼群。
The people were wandering about without any spiritual guidance.
那些人是很迷失了，因为他们没有一个属灵的 领导。
The religious leaders who should have been their shepherds were actually trying to keep them from the true shepherd.
那些属灵的领袖应该是带领他们的，反而是将他们隔开了，令他们分离了那个真的领袖。
Let's focus now on Jesus' compassion for the people.
我们现在是集中于看一看主耶稣基督对人的怜悯。
He showed compassion not only here, but we see other times in the gospel accounts.
主耶稣对人的怜悯不是只在这里讲到，我们在第二度的经文的也可以看到。
Let me go through a couple of those.
我想和大家看一下第二些的经文。
In Matthew chapter 14, verse 14, it says there, when Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick.
在马太福音十四章十四节那里说，耶稣出来见有许多的人，就怜悯他们，治好了他们的病人。
And this is the same large crowd that later that evening he fed, and there was over 5,000.
这班人在那日的夜里呢，他就要喂养他们，这班人是超过5,000人的。
Jesus again had compassion on a crowd that was hungry later in Matthew chapter 15, verse 32.
在马太福音十五章三十二节那里，主耶稣又再次怜悯另一群人。
And it says there, I have compassion for these people. They have already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. I do not want to send them away hungry, or they may collapse on the way.
耶稣叫门徒来说，我怜悯这众人，因为他们同我在这里已经三天，也没有吃的。我不愿意叫他们饿着回去，恐怕在路上困乏。
And this crowd was over 4,000 people.
这一班人是多过4,000人。
And another time, two blind men came to Jesus and asked him to heal them.
另外有一次有两个瞎眼的人来到见主耶稣，希望主耶稣医治他们。
And then in Matthew 20:34, it says there that Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately they received their sight and followed him.
在马太福音20章34节那里说，耶稣就动了慈心，把他们的眼睛一摸，他们立刻看见，就跟从了耶稣。
And then the Gospel of Mark shares of a man who had leprosy who came to Jesus and begged him to heal him.
在马可福音里面亦记载到有一个人是有麻风病，他来到耶稣的面前求耶稣医治他。
And this in Mark 1:41 says, filled with compassion, Jesus reached out his hand and touched the man, said, I am willing, be clean.
在马可福音第一章四十一节那里说，耶稣动了慈心，就伸手摸他说，我肯，你洁净了吧。
And the man was immediately healed.
而那个人就马上被医治好。
Luke 7 shares of another time when Jesus was entering the town of Nain and there was a dead body being carried out.
有在路加福音亦讲到，当耶稣进入一个城的时候，有一个死人的尸体刚刚被搬紧出来。
The dead man being carried out was the only son of his mother, who was also a widow.
这个死的人呢，他的妈妈是一个寡妇，而他是这个寡妇的独生子。
And Luke chapter 7 verse 13 says this, When the Lord saw her, his heart went out to her, and he said, Don't cry.
在路加福音第七章十三节讲到，主看见那寡妇就怜悯她，对她说不要哭。
And then Jesus raised her son back to life.
而主耶稣就令他这个儿子从死里复活。
Jesus had compassion for people.
主耶稣对人是有怜悯。
And what exactly is compassion?
究竟什么是怜悯呢？
Well, the verb to have compassion is used in the New Testament only by the Gospel writers, Matthew, Mark, Luke.
在怜悯这个字是在圣经里面，是在马可、马太和路加三个福音里面是有提及的。
The verb in the Greek language comes from the word for bowel, for intestine.
这个怜悯在希腊文里面呢，是出自肚或者肠的意思。
The image here is that when we have compassion, it's like this deep inner feeling that we have.
这个印象呢，就是当我们有怜悯的时候，是要在一个好深好深的感觉的。
It's kind of like I was trying to think of a way of analogy. It's like gas pains. You know when you get gas pains in your intestinal area?
我想想一个例子，我就只可以想到，当你肠里面有气的时候，你会觉得肠里面是很痛。
This deep inner discomfort that we feel.
是一个好深好深的感觉。
Well, compassion is a feeling of deep sympathy that we have for someone who has faced misfortune.
怜悯就是我们很深的感觉，是同情怜悯那些是不幸的人。
And it comes along with this desire to alleviate, to ease that suffering of that person.
我们就会同时来的呢，我们就希望能够帮助那个人，能够减轻他的痛苦。
Now, it's important to notice that all the scriptures I've just read, that Jesus' compassion was always, it always moved him to action.
我们要很留意的，就是刚才我为大家读出的所有经文，都是讲到主耶稣基督他的怜悯是引致他有行动的。
The gospel that Jesus brought to the people did not stop with words, it moved into deeds.
主耶稣将这个福音带给那些人，不是只是用口讲，而是带有行动的。
When we read the Gospels, we see that Jesus spent a lot of time healing the sick.
当我哋睇经文嘅时候，我哋睇见主耶稣基督用好多嘅时间去医治嗰啲病人。
And feeding the hungry.
同埋喂嗰啲饥饿嘅。
And talking about God.
同埋讲及神。
He turned the words of truth into deeds of love.
佢将嗰啲真理改为行动。
And we are not truly Christian until our Christian belief transforms into Christian action.
我哋唔系一个真嘅基督徒。一路直至我哋能够将我哋所相信嘅基督教嘅知识改为一个基督徒嘅行动。
If we have sympathy for someone in trouble and yet do not reach out to help them, then we really don't have compassion.
如果我哋知道有人系有困难，但系我哋冇伸出我哋嘅手帮助佢，咁我哋就唔系做到基督徒嘅样式。
First John chapter 3 verse 17 describes it this way.
在约翰一书三章十七节这样形容
If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him?
凡有世上财物的看见弟兄穷乏却失住怜悯的心爱神的心怎能存在他里面呢
Concern without action is ultimately meaningless.
当你关心但是完全没有行动的话是毫无意义的
Look at this photograph.
我们看一看这张照片。
And keep this photograph up while I'm talking about Kevin Carter.
请一路放着这张照片，我会讲一讲一个人。
Kevin Carter is the photojournalist who took this photograph, and he was from South Africa.
拍这张照片的是一个从南非来的一个摄影师。
Kevin Carter was a part of a group of photojournalists who traveled through South Africa, capturing the images of violence for apartheid.
这个摄影师他是一团很够胆什么都不怕的摄影团的一份子。他是一路在南非里面在那些民族分裂暴动里面去拍他们暴力的照片。
In March of 1993, Carter made a trip to the Sudan.
在3月1号1993年这位摄影师去到苏丹。
And when he got there, this high-pitched whimpering sound of this toddler, the Sudanese toddler, caught his attention.
有一次他就被一个很高频率的喊声，是一个很小的小孩的喊声，引到他的注意力。
This little toddler was starving and she was making her way to this town of Ayod where they were feeding people.
这个小孩子他是很软弱他是去一个城市里面这个城市他们如果他去到那里就能够得到食物的。
She was struggling even to walk, she was so weak, so she was here resting.
他是非常的软弱他一直挣扎着他在这里休息。
And a vulture had landed nearby.
有一只雕就在他附近是停了下来。
Carter said he waited 20 minutes, hoping that the vulture would open up its wings.
这个摄影师他在这里等了20分钟是希望那只雕是将它 的翼是伸开来。
But it didn't.
但是那只鹰没有伸开到翼。
So he snapped this photograph and then chased the vulture away.
那他就拍了这张照片然后就将那只雕赶走了。
However, he came under heavy criticism because he just took the photograph, but he didn't really help this child.
但是他后来就被很多人的批评，就是说他只是拍了这张照片，但是他没有帮到那个小哥。
The photograph then was sold to the New York Times.
然后他将这张照片卖了给《纽约时报》。
Where it first appeared in March of 1993.
在1993年的3月就第一次人看到。
And then overnight, hundreds of people called the newspaper.
在过一夜之后，就有上百嘅人打电话俾这个《纽约时报》。
And they asked, "Did this child survive?"
佢哋想知道究竟呢个细佬哥佢有冇生还到咧
？And this led the newspaper to run a special editor's note the next day.
被逼嗰个报纸第二日要有一个特别嘅声明。
They said that the girl had had enough strength to walk away from the vulture.
他说这个小孩子他有足够的力量从这个雕 的地方走走。
But her ultimate fate was not known.
但是他最后的结果是不知道。
And because of this photograph, on May of 23 of 1994, Carter was awarded the Pulitzer Prize.
因为这张照片他那个摄影师就在1994年的5月是得到一个殊荣的。
And then just 2 months after he got the prize, Kevin Carter committed suicide.
在他得到这个荣耀的殊荣之后，两个月他就自杀。
In his suicide note, he said he was haunted by the images that he had seen in South Africa and the Sudan.
在他的遺書，他說他時時腦海裏面是被那些南非和蘇丹的恐怖的形象是時時控制著他。
Kevin Carter learned the hard way that concern without action is ultimately meaningless.
这位摄影师他学到一个很艰难的功课，就是他看见有需要，但是他没有做到任何事，就等于是什么都没有用的了。We
will have compassion on people when we can see people the way Jesus sees them.
我们可以对人有怜悯，但是我一定要好像主耶稣那样，看见这些人有需要，要需要怜悯。Listen
to Matthew chapter 9, verse 36 again.
我们再看马太福音第九章。
When he saw the crowds, he had compassion on them because they were harassed and helpless like sheep without a shepherd.
第36节讲到，他看见很多的人就怜悯他们，因为他们困苦流离，好像羊没有牧人一样。
Now these crowds that had gathered around Jesus and followed him were made up of all kinds of people.
这一班跟着主耶稣的人，他们里面有很多不同的人。
Rich and poor.
有富翁，有贫民。
Merchants and slaves.
有商人，有奴仆。
Men, women, and children.
有男有女，有小哥。
Leaders and followers.
有领袖，亦有跟随者。
They all came to listen and see Jesus.
他们个个都要来听主耶稣讲嘢。
And Jesus didn't focus on their social status.
但主耶稣没有看见他们的社会的地位。
Whether they were physically fit or disabled.
没有看见他们究竟是残障的，一或是很健康的。
Instead, he saw them that they were all equally created by God and in need of a Savior.
他只看见他们是被神平等的创造出来，是他们需要一个救主。
He was able to see in the people's hearts and know their real needs.
他可以看见那些人的心里面，知道他们真正需要的是什么。
And often our perception of people limits our compassion for them.
有时我们对人的看法就会控制了我们对他的怜悯。
I mean, we must face it. The way we see people really affects our desire of whether or not we want to help them.
很多时我们看人，我们的印象就会令我们决定应不应该去帮这个人。
Let me illustrate this.
我可以为大家解释一下。
It was a normal day for travelers in the New York City subway car.
今天是一天很普通的日子，是在一个地铁的情形。
Until this man came on the car with his two sons.
有一个男人带着两个仔上到来这个卡车。
And the father found the seat and sat down, and his two young sons began to run up and down the aisle, the subway car aisle.
咁讲呢个男人上到车之后，佢揾到一个座位，佢自己坐低咗。佢两个仔咧就喺卡车走嚟走去，高上上落落咁样走。
They started to dart in and out of the people that were standing there and bumping into them and shouting.
佢哋就喺度喺人群里边穿穿插插撞佢哋，有时仲喺度大叫。
They were playing some kind of form of tag, I guess, and they were using the people in the subway cars like obstacles, you know, to try to.
佢哋喺度玩緊捉伊恩，佢哋可能將嗰啲乘客當係佢哋被可以匿嘅地方。
And meanwhile, the father just sat there looking down at the floor and kind of ignoring them like he didn't really care.
整個嘅時間，佢嘅爸爸就坐喺佢嘅位上邊，望住個地下，好似完全漠不關心咁樣。
Meanwhile, the whole subway car is getting more and more annoyed by these obnoxious kids.
咁成個卡車裏邊嘅乘客都被呢兩個細路仔搞得好煩。
The two boys were going crazy. They're running and shouting.
这两个小孩越玩就越癫，就越叫越大声。
And everyone kept looking over to the father and, you know, kind of staring at him, saying, you know, do something.
那些乘客呢，就个个都望住个爸爸，就希望他会做啲嘢。
But he just looked like he didn't care.
但他好像完全是漠不关心的。
Then it finally got so bad that one woman got up and went over to the father.
那个情形坏到其中有一个女人起身去到个父亲的面前。
And asked if he could help his boys or control his boys, help them to behave better.
咁呢个女人就同呢个爸爸讲：，你可唔可以控制你嗰两个仔，叫佢哋能够规矩啲咧？
You know, and everybody else in the car was pretending not to listen, but of course they were wondering what happened. And the father looked up at this woman with like glazed eyes. And he said he really didn't know what to do with them or how to comfort them. Because they had just come from the hospital where their mother had just died. And he was really at a loss of what to do without her. Well, you can imagine the whole subway car atmosphere changed. They now perceive the situation differently. So instead of glaring at the father now, they were actually focusing on the kids. Some people looked for candy to see if they could give to the kids. Some people started to try to play the game with the kids that they were trying to play. And the woman who spoke to the father sat down next to him and tried to comfort him. See, Jesus' compassion for people was because he could see what the people really needed. He wanted to go where they were and where they lived. And this is why he came to earth. Listen to Mark chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. When the teachers of the law who were Pharisees saw him eating with the sinners, meaning Jesus, was eating with the sinners, and tax collectors, they asked his disciples, "Why does he eat with the tax collectors and sinners?" And on hearing this, Jesus said to them, "It is not the healthy who need a doctor, but the sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners."
法利賽人眾的文士看見耶穌和罪人並稅利一同吃飯，就對他們吐說：他和罪利並罪人一同吃喝麼？耶穌聽見就對他們說：看見的人用不著醫生，有病的人才用得著。我本來本不是召義人，乃是召罪人。And
here's the key point.
Christ
showed compassion by getting involved in the messiness of people's lives.
主耶稣他来到是在人复杂烦扰的生活里面是参与。
And it didn't matter if they were of completely different lifestyles than he had.
无所谓他们的生活方式是不是跟他自己的一样。
I mean, he healed their sicknesses.
他医治他们的病。
He fed them when they were hungry.
当他们饥饿的时候是喂他们。
And he shared the truth and hope that they could have in God.
他将神的希望和真理和他们分享。
He taught people to have hope in the midst of their distress. Now, as his followers, Jesus wants us to have compassion on those who he brings into our lives. He wants you and me to get involved in the messiness of people's lives. People who have spiritual and physical needs. Now listen to what Jesus said out of his compassion. In Matthew chapter 9, verses 37 and 38. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into the harvest field."
于是对门徒说，要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，所以你们当求庄稼的主，打发工人出去收他的庄稼。You
see, Jesus works through the church, us, to show compassion and truth to the world.
主耶稣是经过他的教会，即是我们去怜悯这个世界。
Are you a follower of Jesus?
你是不是主耶稣基督的跟随者呢？
If you and I are, then he is calling us to show compassion to those in need.
如果你和我都是的话，主耶稣基督现在就呼召我们要对那些有需要的人施怜悯。
He's calling us to be the message, not only say the words of truth, but to be the words of truth to people.
他不是叫我们只是去讲这个真理，而是成为这个真理。
And he's saying that he needs us because the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few.
他说他需要我们，因为庄稼已经熟，但是工人很少。
Is there someone that comes to mind when you think of someone who needs compassion?
你如果想到怜悯的时候，你有没有想到有一个人你是需要怜悯的呢？
Is there someone in your neighborhood or in your family that has needs and is struggling?
或者在你住的区域，或者在你的家的家人是需要怜悯的呢？
Maybe the Lord's putting a heart of passion for you to help the poor in your community.
或者神将这个怜悯的心塞在你里面，等你在你的社区里面是去帮助那些贫穷的人。
If it wasn't for some young students in Taiwan who had a compassion for handicapped children,my wife may not be a believer today.
如果不是因为一班年轻的基督徒，他们是很爱那些有残障的小朋友，我的太太根本今天就不会在这里。
When she was around 9 years old, these students would come to the houses around, and somehow they figured out where the handicapped lived.
当梅斯母九岁的时候，那些年轻的基督徒，他们是找到哪一间屋里面是有残障的小哥，他们就去到那些屋里面。
They'd even carry the kids to the church if they couldn't walk very well.
因为他们不能够行动方便，所以这些年轻的基督徒就来到他们的屋企，将他们带去个教会里面。
And they played competitions and games, and they had candy and, you know, all the things that kids love.
他们玩比赛，他们有游戏，他们有很多的糖果分派给他们。
And you talk to my wife, and she brightens up when she remembers those days.
当你同阿梅师母讲及呢件事嘅时候，你可以睇见佢即刻好开心去提及呢一啲嘅过去。
Their compassion for this very unique group in Taiwan moved them to action.
佢哋喺台湾因为有咁嘅怜悯嘅心，所以佢哋就用行动嚟到去支持。
Is there some person or some group that the Lord is placing or has placed on your heart today?
神有没有今天在你的心中是挤了一些人的需要，是需要你怜悯的呢？
May the Lord's compassion move us to have compassion on our fellow human beings.
希望神对我们的怜悯令到我们对第二些人有怜悯的心。
And all in the name of our Lord Jesus.
全部是为荣耀主的名。
Let's pray together.
请大家低头祈祷。
Father, may your compassion fill our hearts.
神啊，愿你的怜悯是充满我们的心。
And may we show compassion in your name to others.
让我们亦能够藉着你的名去向别人是施怜悯。
That your deep love would flow through us, our hands and our feet and our mouths.
愿你的爱是经过我们的口、手和脚。
Lord, show us what we need to do.
神啊，告诉我们听我们需要做什么。
Give us the power to do it.
给我们有能力去做。
And give us the success to see others come to know you.
叫我们能够看见第二些人来到认识你的时候是一个胜利。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祈祷。
Amen.
奉主耶稣基督名求，阿门。
Thank you.